And today we start with the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication. And Fergal and Aya, the floor is yours. Feel free to start whenever you're ready.
Hello, friends. Nice to not see you all. So I'm going to very quickly put my slides on because I'm a real professional. We are from the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication, and I know that's a bit of a mouthful, and probably none of you know what that is, so we'll do a bit of an explainer of who we are and what we do, and basically what you can get from us. And my name is Fergal, and I am an English teacher at MOVI, so we call it MOVI for short, and my colleague Aya is here, is a Finnish teacher as well. So hopefully we'll be giving you information, not just about English and Finnish, but a little bit about MAVI in general, and then more specifically about English and Finnish as well. I think the best thing that we could do for this is just, like, if you have a question, please just, you know, please just chip in at the end. When you have something to say, and if you have something to ask. And the other thing is you can type your questions in the chat, and basically, like, I'll yap on for a couple of minutes, and then when I'm done, I'll just check the chat to see if there's any questions there, and maybe my colleagues can keep an eye on the chat as well at the end in case I miss anything. Okay, so who are we and what do we do? We basically provide the language and communication courses and training for all of the students in the university and also staff of the university as well. So we provide about 600 courses roughly across the whole university in about 16 different languages. So we're quite a comprehensive unit within the university. More or less, our job for you is to help you with your language and your communication skills, so that basically to help you with your studies. So if you want to brush up in your English, if you're somebody that's a degree student, a master's student here, and you're writing a master's thesis in English, you will probably have compulsory courses with us, and those of you who are on exchange can take some of our optional courses. And we generally speaking have courses that are tailored for certain groups as well, and you'll be able to find all the information for that when you're registering for the courses. And I know that you're going to hear about that later today, so I won't talk about that too much. So I am a former exchange student myself many a year ago, and one of the things I know is you get so much orientation this week that it's very hard to filter the information. You know, you get so much information at once, it's pretty hard to actually, like, remember any of it. So I think a lot of people are going to say to you this week, please visit our website. And unfortunately, I'm going to be one of those people also, because if I was to open up the website and start clicking through everything, we'd be here till next Christmas. And then, you know, your exchange period would end, and that would be tragic. So what I'm going to do is, you will get these slides later. I think what would be good is if you would like to take some language courses, take some communication skills courses, just come to the slides. Each of these sentences here is a link and brings you to the part of the website you need to go to. So basically, for you folks, what we offer is we have plenty of elective courses in English. We have courses for Finnish as a second language from the beginner stage up, and Aya will tell you about those in a minute. We have also a range of, like, other languages, so be it like French, German, Arabic, Japanese, whatever it is, we tend to have courses for those too that you might be able to study as well. Other options for you would be more communication skills and kind of intercultural skills, internationalization courses, things like that. Some of those are run in English as well. One of the things that you should do is always read the description carefully when you're registering for the course. So you'll be shown how to register for courses later on that website that you register on. You need to read carefully who the course is for to make sure that you're in the right place. And if you're not sure whether you can take that course or not, you can always send us an email. I promise that we're very nice people and we like questions. They pay us to answer your questions. So yeah, like, don't be afraid to get in contact if you're not sure if you can take a course or not, essentially. So the other thing you can check on that is the language that the course is delivered in. So if it's delivered in Finnish, it will say that on the place that you sign up on. And if it's delivered in English, it will say that on the course you sign up on. So you can actually check that when you're signing up for the courses. And again, you can always double check with the teacher if you're not sure. We also have something called Each One Teach One, which I probably will leave to Aya to talk about because that's maybe her specialty rather than mine. So it's essentially pairing up with another person to learn a language. But like I said, I'll leave the details of that to Aya. Okay, specifically for those of you on exchange, if you are looking for options of what to study, these would be the two primary options for an English course for you. The English that we teach here is English for academic purposes, so specifically English that helps you in university situations, in professional situations. The academic English communication 1 and 2, the difference between the two of them is one is a higher level of English than the others. So you can check out on the course description who that is targeted for, and it will give a description of the like skills you need to do that course. It's not recommended to take both of these together. They're pretty much the same course, except one is for people with a lower level of English and the other one is for people with more advanced skills in English. So unfortunately, our options are a little bit pared back this year because, to be honest, there's much less exchange students than there might be in other years. So that's the story for now. We don't have a huge amount of courses, but if there is demand there, we will add courses in where we can. So if we notice that, you know, we could run two of these with the amount of people that signed up, we'll just add another group and run a second course. So don't panic if you sign up for one of these and there's like 40 people registered, because it might be that we just make a second group. And again, you can always talk to the teacher about that. Then for any of you, both exchange students and those of you who are studying kind of full-time masters with us, you can take our e-learning modules. You'll find a list of those on the website. We have courses like Communication in a Multicultural Workplace. That will actually run in January. So those of you who are on exchange till Christmas, unfortunately, won't be able to take that one. And then if you're actually struggling with your English and you really feel like you need a little bit of extra work to just like improve it a little bit, there's a course called Speak Up, Improving Your English Through Spoken Interaction. And that's a really nice short course that it's not very heavy on your timetable, and you'll be mixed with Finnish students who are also not very confident about their English. And you basically work on a project together, and it's lots of speaking, essentially. So it's giving you that spoken practice. So I would recommend that for anybody. Say, for example, if you're listening to me now and you're finding it a little bit hard to keep up with what I'm saying, maybe that's the course for you. So, and again, you can feel free to ask me about that by email or that if you're not sure if this is the right course for you or not. Then I wanted to say for our international master's degree students that are present, most of the programs, so say, for example, in the IT faculty, or if you're in the business faculty, if you're doing corporate environmental management, things like that, you will have compulsory English courses with us where we will, you know, help you to write your master's thesis and things like that, and help you with your communication skills. So those will be required within your program. And one thing that, if you're going to remember anything that I said today, please remember this, is that we run the same course for pretty much most of those programs across the university. So it will have the same name and the same course code when you look it up, but there'll be a little acronym at the end of it that indicates which program it is for. So if you're from the IT faculty, you need to sign up for the IT faculty course. If you're from the sports faculty, you need to sign up for the sports faculty course, etc. And the reason for that is the courses are very different. Some of them have more credits than others. Some of them are very, you know, discipline specific, things like that. So make sure that you sign up for the right one. And then also, you know, if you sign up for the right one, the timetable will work for you. Whereas if you sign up for the wrong course, the timetable will be designed for somebody else. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say from the English side of things. And one thing I really wanted to say is, I know that like arriving in here and getting all this information is pretty confusing at first. So please, like, you can write down my email there if you want, and just send me an email if you're stuck or confused about something. And like, I'm more than happy to talk you through it. So don't be afraid to reach out. Has anybody got any questions about anything that I've mentioned so far? I'm going to look at the chat really quickly. So there's one question here that says, can I take a course for Swedish for international students too, even though I did not take the first course here? I have some previous knowledge of Swedish from other university. That's a really good question. So that's a case where I would go and look at the Swedish 2 course and see who is teaching it, and just send them an email, and they'll probably just ask you a few questions to get an idea of what your level is compared to the course itself. And then you'll be able to figure out if it's the right place for you or not. So, you know, just because I don't teach that Swedish course, so I'm not quite sure what the level in it is, but definitely go and ask about that. Because it sounds to me like, you know, basically the answer to that is very possibly, depending on what your other Swedish course was like. Are we planning to open an Arabic language course? I think we do have Arabic. I don't know if Juhani knows that off the top of his head or not, but
yes, here I am. I'm lurking on the background. I'll put on my camera as well. This is the reason I decided to drop in to say hi. So, hey, everybody. My name is Juhani Moisio. I'm the education coordinator at Movi. So I'm joining here with you guys. So regarding the Swedish, unfortunately we don't have Swedish 2 for foreigner for international students on offer this academic year. But a possibility for that would be the EOTO that's coming up shortly. So that's something where you could practice your Swedish skills now that you already have some Swedish skills. So that's a good possibility. Regarding Arabic, we do have Arabic starting in English this autumn, this fall semester, and you can find Arabic, it's in the recommended course list for exchange students that can be found on the website that Fergal just showed you. So there's a recommended course list for exchange students there, so from there you can find the Arabic course and you can sign up for it already.
There's another question here that says, can I take the academic English course as a master's student, or is it just for exchange students? The answer to that is yes, you can. I'll be totally honest that it kind of is a numbers game. So because it's like primarily for exchange students, they will get kind of, let's say they'll be picked first. But if the group still has space in it, they'll take master's students as well, no problem at all. So maybe just sign up for it and see what the numbers are. And again, you can always ask the teacher as well. But usually we do have a few master's students in those. I used to teach them years ago, and we always had, you know, a handful of master's students in with everybody else. Do you have placement tests to see which levels you belong to? There are links on our website, in the English part of our website, at least, that will bring you to little tests and things to see where you're at, or descriptions of the different language levels. So we usually go by these standardized European, what are called CEFR levels. So it's like, you know, C1, B2, B1, A2, A1, those kinds of things. So there are descriptions for what those actually are on our website. So when you click into the course and into the, like, I know on the English section of the website, there definitely is a place where you can figure that out. And then again, if you're not sure, you can always talk to the teacher, and we'll probably have a pretty good idea from having a chat with you if you'd be, you know, suitable level wise for the course or not. In the other languages, I'm not so sure. I think they will always have that CEFR level that I mentioned for every single language in Mavi. So the descriptions of the skills should be the same, pretty much regardless whether it's English or Swedish or you know, Arabic or whatever. Is academic English communication online or contact teaching? That's a really good question that I really should have included in these slides, but did not. Just asking because Sisu, it's written like it's online. Okay, so this is kind of complicated at the moment, but my understanding is that all of the elective courses targeted for international students for English are online for the first period. So I don't know. So what I mean by first period is basically up until mid-October. And actually, the reason for that is that not everybody who's come on exchange or has started studying as an international student here has actually arrived into Jyväskylä, because they might be coming from places that have, you know, a pretty bad situation at the moment and that. So we have to try and make these courses as flexible as possible. I know that some of the teachers have made decisions where they might teach the people who are here on campus and then the people who want to be online, but that's something you might need to check. My understanding though is that all of the English options will be online for the at least up to about mid-October, which is a bit unfortunate, but you know, I don't think we particularly want to do that either, but that's unfortunately the way things are at the moment. And then there's a question here that says, where can we get the OLS courses? I'm not quite sure what OLS is.
Fergal, I can take that. That's online linguistic support. That's part of the Erasmus program.
I learned something today.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you did the online linguistic support, you did the test online, and after that, you had the possibility to go for the course online as well. So online linguistic support should all happen online. We do not offer the online linguistic support courses at the university, but that's something you had the possibility of had to do that prior to your exchange. But then you can develop the English skills or the Finnish skills or whatever linguistic support course you did here in person on our courses. I hope that answered your question.
Thanks, Johanni. There's actually another question here that's asking if you can do the Vika. Oh, God, here's where my Finnish kicks in. Virka Mies Ruotsi course, if you haven't done it in the bachelor level. That's a really good question that I actually will maybe ask Ulla Lautiainen about. I'm going to,
But if you, sorry to butt in on this one as
yeah.
well, but if you've done your bachelor degree in Finnish, then virkamiesruotsi would be a mandatory part of it, whether you've done it from, even if you've done it at the University of Applied Sciences or at a university. So virkamiesruotsi is part of every bachelor's degree. So, but please, Merike, you can write to us at movi@jyu.fi, and we'll have a look at that then. Explain your situation, if it's how you got into the master degree program, and there might be exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, I definitely email about that.
For example, if you did your bachelor degree abroad, then you have not done virkamiesruotsi, but into a Finnish master's degree, into a Finnish degree, then you would need to do virkamiesruotsi if you did your high school in Finland. So that's a tricky part. But Merike, please be in contact with Movi regarding that one.
Yeah, and if you can't find the right email address, just email me and I'll forward it on. Yeah. Okay, I think I will hand over to Aija now, and
Thanks. So that was about Movi in general and about English language courses that we have to offer. So let's move on to Finnish as a second language courses that we have. So tervetuloa. Welcome to study in University of Jyväskylä. Ja mä oon Aija Virtanen, and I will give you some information on Finnish as a second language courses that Movi has to offer. So even though, as Virgo mentioned as well, that we are currently studying and working around the world, not all of you are necessarily here in Finland yet, you still feel free to join in all our courses to know more about Finland and its language and culture. But first of all, you may ask yourself why to study Finnish. So I try to answer some of these questions and why. First, you may need Finnish in your daily life when you, for example, go to shopping. It will make, of course, maybe a bit easier for you to achieve at least survival level of Finnish language to get by. Secondly, Finnish language, knowing some of it, it helps you to integrate in the Finnish society, break the ice, and get to know people. And then who knows what will happen after you graduate, or if you're an exchange student, if you will come back to Finland, or come to for work here later on. So it's good to be prepared. And lastly, when learning the language, you also learn about the culture. Let's say here, if there is no please in Finnish language, so how you can be polite in Finnish, for example, when you go to do your groceries. So if you answer any of these questions here on the slide, yes, or you're thinking about it, or maybe, please take a look at the courses that we have. And next, I will give you a short introduction and as well links, as well as Virgil had, so you can take a closer look at those. So we offer courses in Finnish as a second language, and here is the link where you can find all of our courses, what we have to offer. But for the beginners, we have two options. So there is Survival Finnish course and My Finnish. And the difference between of these two courses is that this Survival Finnish course is targeted, it's intended for exchange students, and especially those who stay in Finland, let's say only for a term, and want to learn some survival skills, phrases, some receptive skills, strategic skills, and in general get by in your daily life. And then we have this My Finnish course that is especially good for degree students who will stay for a longer time but as well, exchange students may participate in this course if you feel like to get a bit more than phrases and survival skills. And on this course, you will develop various skills, speaking, listening, reading, and analyze grammatical structures more compared to this survival Finnish course. But here's as well the link, so you can go and take a look at the difference between these two. And then, osaatko jo suomea? Eli do you know already some Finnish? Niin katso kurssitarjontaa sisusta ja voit lukea kurssikuvaukset. Tässä on myös linkki Movin sivuilta. Ja voit tulla infoon perjantaina 27.8. 7:30 vartin yli 2. Ja tässä tapauksessa täytyy ilmoittautua infoon viimeistään huomenna torstaina. Ja Juha-Matti Pekkala on tässä tämä kontakti, kenelle lähettää sähköpostia. Tämä info on Zoomissa. So if you know already some Finnish and are hesitating which courses to take, feel free to join this info on Friday, but you need to register by tomorrow, or tomorrow is still the time to register and write an email to Juha-Matti. And after that, he will send a Zoom link for this meeting. Okay, so that was short, kind of what we have for the beginners, and then what we have now later on for the who already know some Finnish. And then I will tell about this Each One Teach One program that Virgil already mentioned. And this is kind of a tandem learning program. And the idea is that you are learning each other's mother tongue and cultural aspect. So it's mostly about learning, not being a teacher for each other, but learning about different places and languages. And if you want to enroll in this course, you won't use Sisu in this time, but you go to this Each One Teach One webpage and submit your study plan on this webpage. And it's really important that you go and read all the infos and instructions, how this Each One Teach One works and what is kind of the idea behind before writing this study plan. And also make sure that you submit the study plan so it won't stay in a draft mode. And we start going through these study plans from 6th of September, and the Each One Teach One supervisors will contact you after they have accepted your plans. And the crucial thing, important thing, is that you have only one Each One Teach One at the time. So, because it is still 3 credits. Yeah, it's not written here, by the way. 3 credits, so that's approximately 81 or so hours of learning, or the time that you have to spend. So it won't be too much, would be too much to have many of them at the same time. So that's why we have this rule. But important thing, go to this webpage and see further information there. And this as well, it's a good option if there's, let's say, not suitable courses for you in terms of English or Finnish or other languages. So it's a really good place to practice, let's say, these speaking skills, for example, and get help with that. Okay, sitten then tässä on meidän S2-opettajat. So here are the teachers who you will meet if you're taking our courses this semester. If there are some who already started this My Finnish in August, so you have met Maria and Sara. But now I'm thinking, are there some of our teachers here currently present, if you would like to introduce yourself, maybe do it in Finnish? Now I cannot see there.
Moi, mä oon Maria. Mä opetan minun suomea kurssia. Eli moi kaikki kurssilaiset, nähdään tiistaina hauska tutustua.
Joo, kiitos Maria. And if the others are not currently present, you will meet them on the course. Then, but note those exchange students who are willing to take survival Finnish course, you see there are different kind of different groups for that. There are these Eurocampus students course, so it's targeted for those who are here as a exchange as a Eurocampus students. And then there are this survival Finnish for Fortum students. You may hear about this Fortum later on at some point, but it's as well for this for the ones who want to study Finnish language outside of Finland. So it's kind of the idea in that. But there as well for our exchange students, and if there are room, you may participate in that. But it will be in a second period. So after mid October. So if you're willing to start your survival Finnish, please take this survival Finnish without any this extra information about Eurocampus or Fortum. So then you will be in the right place. And if you have some general questions, please, you can see here on the right side in the below, there is this this Ascox Movi email address. So if you have some general question which is not necessarily targeted to any of our teachers, so please write your questions there. And then some practical information in the end. And we have quite the same situation as Fergal mentioned about this remote teaching. Will we have remote teaching or meeting on campus? So you will find that information in SISU. We will update the information there, and you will get some further information from the teacher of the course. And by remote teaching, we don't mean it's kind of a self-study in distance, but we come together via Zoom for practicing Finnish skills, gaining peer support, receiving guidance from the teacher, and do homework so you're not left alone here. And as you can see, SISU is mentioned here many times. So, but that's something that you will get further information later on. But even though the course seems is full, register and come to the first meeting. And now I will take a look at the chat if there are some questions related to Finnish, or if you have them now, now is the time to, you have the time now to ask.
It's maybe one for you, Hani, there. The end.
Well, I was just, yeah, we've been answering about Bowie's question about continuing from survival Finnish. So Aija, can you take that? Because technically from survival, that's it. But then how do you switch from survival, for example, to my Finnish, if one wants to continue after survival their Finnish studies? How would you?
Yeah, if you're thinking already that you want to know more about Finnish, go directly. To my Finnish course, though, because they have partly same content when it comes to so because you gain already survival skills in this survival Finnish course, so it's kind of you have to then do it twice. So it would be more convenient to go straight to my Finnish course. And then, yeah, Katri, kiitos, you wrote this Juha-Matti Pekkala's address. So if you want to know more about this, not about my Finnish and survival Finnish course, write to Juha-Matti so you can get the Zoom link for the Friday. Um, There's a question. Is the survival Finnish course same as the one that was held in August? Yes, it is the same content. So that was kind of intensive course, survival Finnish, that was in August.
There's a question there about when should people register for courses from Gina. And so technically, it's usually registration ends a week before the course begins. So it depends on the start date of the course. But practically speaking, if you can sign up for your courses next week, like that, the deadline would probably be, you know, the Friday next week. So like next week would be, you know, is the time to go and sort that stuff out if you can. And that way you can fill up your credits for the term as well. And the other thing is that if there's a queue of students, you know, it doesn't automatically mean that you don't get into the course, but because very often people sign up for these courses, but they don't turn up. So, you know, if you let the teacher know that, like, I'm here and I'm ready to take part, if I don't get into the course, then they'll probably contact you if there's space. Courses are starting when?
Yeah. And Jaina asked about the, but don't courses start on the 13th? It depends on the course. Finnish language courses, yeah, they start not next week, but the week after, for example.
Yeah, I actually put the English ones back a week yesterday. They were supposed to start on the 30th, but I've put it back to the 6th of September, just to give you time to sign up, because I know you only arrived.
And then there's the question of when the languages of learning, of course, are listed English, Finnish, what does it mean? That's probably in SISU.
Yeah. So where you sign up for the course is a certain website that you will find out about after the break. And and on that, there'll be one part of it that says language of instruction, meaning what language is the teacher going to speak in the class primarily? And if it says English, they're going to primarily teach you through English. If it says Finnish, it'll be primarily through Finnish, etc.
And when it comes to Finnish as a second language courses, let's say, for example, in survival Finnish and my Finnish, English is used as a help to analyze a bit of the language and that type of a thing. But Finnish is, of course, used more and more when the course it's going kind of on later on.
There was a question from Vaishnavi that can the Finnish credits from Inteka course can be considered as study plan for master's degree? Probably the Finnish courses, some master's degree programs have the mandatory Finnish courses, but can this be replaced by the Integra courses done in Finnish? That's a specific question.
Yeah, okay. Isn't that something that you need to ask from your own program and kind of?
Yeah.
Because we cannot, as a MOBI, we cannot do, or we don't have the power to say.
I know from it. English. It is very likely the answer is no.
Yeah.
Because the course contents might be very different. I don't know specifically for this, so it would be good to ask, but I know we get this in English quite often, and in English, the answer would be no, probably.
So check from your master's program, what requirements do they have regarding the Finnish courses, and then what Finnish courses does the Integra courses substitute that, or then what else? If you've already been living in Finland and you've already done Integra, then maybe your Finnish skills are so advanced that you could do one of the more advanced Finnish courses, and in that case, like, challenge yourself and further your possibilities then later on in life. Can I take my Finnish course again? I have taken it last semester.
In this case, it depends a bit like how long time ago it was that you took the course, but if you took it like a last semester, then I would recommend you to take each one. This semester, And as well there, we will have a conversation course, let's chat in Finnish. So those would be kind of, if you feel like you want to brush up or revise what you've done during this My Finnish course. So we recommend kind of a not taking it immediately again, but do something a bit differently where you can then apply what you have learned.
I think we're almost out of time, but I would definitely like to say for those of you on exchange that when I came here, the reason I decided to come to Finland was I was like, where will I never go on holiday? This is my one chance to go to somewhere weird. So I arrived here and I had no intention of ever coming back or anything like that. I was just like, okay, 6 months in Finland. And then, so I didn't learn Finnish. And now I live here all the time and work here, and I really regret those choices. So even if you think you're not going to come back, you never know what happens. And learning Finnish while you're on exchange is like a really good idea. So just to give you a bit of motivation, maybe. Okay. I guess if there's nothing else, we could hand back to the international office folks.
Yeah. Kiitos paljon ja nähdään. See you.
Yeah, and enjoy yourself, but not too much.
Okay, thank you, Aya and Virgil. I think I saw that Pekka just joined, so we can move on and get started with the next session, which is the digital services of the university. And I think Pekka has his own presentation and his video already. So whenever you're ready to start, please.
All right. This is Pekka Kinnunen from Digital Services.
I will